Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Omarenzi. Andrew McKinnis is going to step up, and then Arash Markazi will join us as well a little bit later on. You hear him, of course, daily on the Mightier 1090. Los Angeles Lakers victorious tonight, 112-104 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The T-Wolves are a trendy pick tonight. I thought the number was a little short. You know, there's no D'Angelo Russell. You can't trust the T-Wolves, even though they beat the Raptors the other night. But, like, as we've been talking about, the NBA is a it's an up-and-down league, man. The NBA is more up-and-down than a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. All right? So, courtesy of our main man, Steve Ludzik. We miss Ludzik. Great guy. Former head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Longtime Chicago Blackhawk player. Former NHL television analyst. Great times. See if we can get him on, actually, in the future. I like to catch up with Ludzi. I've hung around with a lot of people. I've worked with a lot of people. And I'm not telling you that me and Steve Ludzik are best buddies or anything like that. But we got along well. But as far as people I've worked with, he's right up there with just funny-ass stories, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Cam is funny. We can be funny. I can be funny. GTD can be funny. We've had crazy-ass things happen to us in our life, but we haven't played in the NHL for 13 years like he did. We weren't a head coach for the Tampa Bay Lightning like he was. So his stories are just over the top, man. Like, you know, like, dude, there were a couple of times I'd literally be crying, like, laughing so hard. He told me a story about how he walked into the room once, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he goes, he walks into the room and they're cranking heavy metal. And they're listening to Skid Row. And Ludzik walks in. He's like, what the hell? And they usually didn't do that because he was so, that's why. So he was surprised. And they're listening and they're all like, you know, rocking out. And they're listening to Skid Row. And Ludzik's like, what the hell is this? Why are you guys listening to this so loud? What's going on? Like, he wasn't yelling at him. He's like, what the hell's going on here? Like, and they tell him, oh, they said the goalie that got called up from the minors coach, his brother is the singer of Skid Row. They're a popular rock band. And Ludzik's like, what? And he goes, oh, God. And the thing is, the goalie, Zach Bach, Sebastian Bach's brother, had vertigo. So he tells me, he goes, Dick, they sent me some rocker's brother. The guy's got vertigo. It's not good to have vertigo if you're a goalie. He's a nice kid, though. Bring it.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife. It's not your kid. It's not your name, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
The Late Night Anger Masterclass. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Great stuff with Steve Merrill. A lot of stuff going on in the gaming world here this evening. Match fixing as we speculate on which leagues, which games have been fixed. I say Philippines. I say the Philippines. And here's another one, too. Hong Kong soccer. I bet on Hong Kong soccer all the time. But I know going in it's fixed. I just sort of accept it. You know what I'm saying? But actually, guys, and we'll bring McInnes on in a second here, but let me just say this. And may Dave Malinsky rest in peace. All right, one of my all-time favorite people, great friend of mine, Dave Malinsky. So Dave brought this up to me years ago. We were talking about, there was a match-fixing scandal in college. It was like a kid on the San Diego Toreros, like, I don't know, dude, it was like for a couple of $1,000. It was something stupid with the point spread type thing. And it was like, oh, and people were like, you know, and, you know, you got morons in chat rooms and stuff. Oh, sports are fixed. It's rigged. It's all rigged. So how about this? Sports Radar, all right? Sports Radar is a partner of us, actually. Great company. They're big time, like, in the world sports scene. So they do all the data. So Sports Radar covered 600,000 games in 2020. Think about that. In 1 year. And it's a pandemic year. So they included, you know, every, like, you know, the Egyptian soccer league, this league, that league, worldwide this year. And there was less games in 2020 than there usually would be. So they analyzed their data, their computer program, which is basically like a fraud alert. They analyzed 600,000 games. All right. They only found 526 weird patterns, all like overseas, ping pong, table tennis. Dude, me and Cam bet on table tennis. FanDuel has ping pong, table tennis. It's live from Russia. You can watch it. I said to him, if anything is fixed, it's this. You got two dudes in a basement in Russia playing, and we're betting on it here around the world. They're playing ping pong in Russia. Oh, yeah, like reverending in Russia. And I said, no way they'd be corrupt in Russia. But think about that. What's the percentage of 526 out of 600,000? Like 0.1? It goes to show how clean these games actually are. Let's bring in Andrew McInnes and discuss and more. See if he's bet on ping pong before. What's up, McInnes? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Gabe? Doing great, man. And I haven't bet on the ping pong, but you're reminding me of an interview I did with a Korean baseball reporter, a KBO reporter in the summer. And he was talking about how, you know, sometimes some of these bribes that the players were getting, Gabe, were like more than their salaries. You know, there were these offers that these guys were giving them were like way bigger than what their salaries were to completely throw games. So it's definitely a thing for sure. And I saw a guy in the chat room right now saying, when does KBO come back? I'm definitely going to be handicapping it again.
Good. I look forward to your picks because it's great because this year everyone will ignore it, bro. Everyone will ignore because big league ball will be back, right? And then you can fly under the radar and just crush the Korean league. But it's amazing if you think about it. And as I stated, if you heard what I was talking about, so like Dave Malinsky told me years ago, we were talking about this subject, and he said, you know, he goes, let's say conservatively, there's been five or like, I think, you know, we said about 5 million games. He said, let's say since there's been, you know, over the last few years, whatever, 5 to 10 million, whatever. He said, how many match-fixing scandals have there been? He said, really? Like, you can count them on one hand. You can literally count them on one hand. And, yeah, have a couple of players bet that we don't know about? Sure. Doesn't mean that they were corrupt. It's a big difference, right? So it goes to show, McKinnon, it's just so people, when they say, oh, everything's fixed, they're morons. Look, this company, 600,000 matches, bro, of everything, and especially stuff that really is fixed, like esports, and I'll tell you which ones are the biggest fix. But they did 600,000 matches, bro, and only detected 526 frauds or sort of escalated suspicious activities. That's not a lot, bro, out of 600,000.
No. Yeah, well, Gabe, you know, my favorite line to hear is that it was the Vegas trap, or Vegas wanted this team to win. It's the biggest joke of a phrase that people say, and I hear it at bars all the time, or people that know people that know the industry I'm in, they don't really get it, right? And they're just like, oh, yeah, Vegas is so happy right now. And, you know, people that are in the industry for so long, they always say Vegas doesn't care. You know, they're going to make money. They're going to make money each week, each month, each year. They don't care. So that's pretty cool. How many times was it again, you said? How many times did they run the system for?
600,000 games and matches.
Wow.
600,000, only 526. Wow. So involving football, basketball, esports. As I stated, basketball, the Australian league that we bet on is clean. The Australian league is clean. The Chinese league is real basketball, but it is China. And the teams are owned by, like, very powerful people. So you have to consider that. The basketball stuff, the South Koreans got caught once before. They're all about integrity and all that. But like McInnes just stated, guys in the KBL, the Korean Basketball League, you know, they're making like 55, 60K a year to play. It's a shorter season. But, you know, let's say they're making 60K. One of these syndicates can come in from Singapore or Hong Kong and exactly offer them a lot more, McInnes, as you stated. Right? So they're easily gotten to. Esports is bad. Esports is bad. Esports in Europe, guys, is if you're going to bet on esports, the esports in like Holland and France, and Holland's a big country for this, that's cleaner than the ones in Asia. What happens in Korea, and Koreans are very honorable people, but so it's not, you know, basically they get threatened. So you get these esports geek kids, McInnes, and basically a gang will just tell them, listen, you got a choice, kid. You're going to take the $100,000 or we're going to break your fingers. You're never going to play a video game again. And oh, yeah, we're going to punch your sister in the face. And then the kid throws the e-sport match. You know what I'm saying? It's not complicated. There it is. Oh, yeah, and if you go to the authorities, then we'll kill you. You know what I mean? It's not complicated. So e-sports, the kids are gotten to. They're threatened. It's not like the kids are betting and like, oh, they're throwing a game. But sometimes they're threatened and they don't have a choice. Tennis is right up there with corruptness. Tennis is shady because players in tennis, these international matches, not like the U.S. Open or the Australian Open, but some of these other tournaments, bro, McInnes, players can like withdraw once it's started and it's official. They can, there's a lot of props in tennis with aces and stuff like that. Right? They could like not return a serve. There's a lot of little ways to play games if you're a tennis player without getting caught. And tennis is one of the most investigated and sought after like corrupt sports. Volleyball, I imagine, yeah, in Brazil or Russia, it's a crap show. So they have ice hockey on the list, McInnes. Do you bet on the KHL or the MHL hockey leagues, or like do you bet on any of these other leagues before?
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I'd never bet them before, but, you know, I looked at it for a couple of weeks when I, you know, we were at the lockdown. We were trying to find different reasons and different sports to bet on, but no, I actually have never have. But I will tell you one league I have, and you might be interested, you might not be, but the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. I have bet that before, and I have found websites to bet that, different junior hockey leagues here in Canada.
Yeah, that's... I've bet on junior hockey and high school football before. Me and Cam used to bet a lot on Kentucky high school football for whatever reason. Don't ask why, but we had lines for Kentucky high school games. But, yeah, the junior hockey stuff is so shady. It's not mainstream, right? It's like, yeah, maybe one book has it and that. And usually it's pretty shady books at that. That's clean.
Well, let me ask you this, Keith.
They're not throwing the stuff. Ask us on the other side. We're going to a break. Hong Kong international soccer? Yeah, that's shady. That's shadier than a parking lot jack in the box in North Hollywood.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo, you want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with Andrew McKinnis. I'm just blown away by that 600,000 matches. And I'm fascinated by that, though. Just not even like take out like the gaming aspect of it, but 600,000 games in 2020, it's been a pretty quiet year. I mean, there were a lot of leagues that were shut down for the most part, and there were still. So I'm just curious to know. I'd like to know how many tennis matches, how many games, how many everything, how many games are there a year normally? And yeah, I would imagine probably 2 million games a year or so, tennis and everything else in between. Ping pong is shady, bro. That Russian ping pong stuff, I bet on that. So we're betting on Russian table tennis. Listen, table tennis in Holland is pretty on the up and up. But this Russian league, they have the Russian Pro League table tennis. And I swear, guys, it looks like Fight Club. It's like in a warehouse. It's like this small, dingy room. And there's like a judge. It's like a Russian guy. He's drinking vodka, sitting there watching these two dudes play ping pong. And crazy line moves. So like in the first set, the first guy wins like, 11-2. So he becomes like a minus 2,400 favorite. Then the next set, the other guy, like, and I'm telling you, they're betting. Their buddies are like, all right, put it in on the other side now. And then bam, the other guy wins the next set. And then the line swings back the other way. I'm amazed. I am amazed that FanDuel and reputable sports books have betting on Russian ping pong. I just am. Like, out of all the things that really could be, out of all the things that could be, like, manipulated, it's Russian ping pong, bro. It's Russian ping pong. it just is. So... Let's get into the National Hockey League. I didn't do great tonight in the NHL. It's sort of been up and down for me over the last couple of weeks, McKinnis. I'm usually a streaky better as it is, but a good example is last night I was 16-6. Tonight I don't even know. I'm probably like 9-13 or something like this. I've hit a bunch of in games as the night gone on, but so I'm very streaky. I'm having a hard time stringing together like consecutive three nights, four nights of big wins. I'm not talking about just like winning, but of really hitting it. But my problem is I'm playing too many NBA props. I'm playing a lot of different sports. So like tonight I went 2-0 in college basketball. I did pretty good in the NBA with the sides and totals, but my props all lost because there were a lot of blowouts. NHL hockey was a little tricky tonight. I fell for the Wild. I blame Cam and Carmine for that. Yeah, both these guys, the Minnesota Wild, all over that. And I did have Vegas, but I had the under 5.5. How'd you do tonight in the NHL?
2-1 night for me, Gabe, but unfortunately I had a bigger play on the Rangers, and I just really expected the Devils, after not playing for 16 games or 16 days, to come out slow. And this team looked like better than they have in a long time. They look like they were rejuvenated, which is kind of weird to see for a team that's already pretty young. Mackenzie Blackwood looked amazing. So tough loss there with the Rangers. I had the Colorado Avalanche. So that was kind of a nice winner for me. And I had the Islanders. The Islanders, I know it's the Sabres that they beat, Gabe, but they're on the come up, man. Watch out for them because they're playing the style of hockey that has worked for them for the past year or two. And I know it's just the Sabres, but when you see them shutting out teams, when you see them just allowing one goal, it means something. So I'm back on the train here of the New York Islanders, and they're looking pretty sharp, man.
You know what? It's interesting how the Buffalo Sabres were off for a while and have struggled, and the Devils. I'm telling you, there's a pattern here of the COVID stuff of teams teams actually playing well off the extended break.
You've been calling that, Gabe. But you've been calling it, man.
Yeah. You remember, right? In all sports, too. I'm telling you. Going back to college football, college basketball, NFL. Like, I'm telling you, bro. I remember, Tennessee Titans haven't practiced in 10 days. They haven't played. They didn't practice. They have COVID. They beat the Bills 43-16. It's the Bills' worst loss of the year. like I could go on.
So how can we dissect that?
But the thing is, because I can't lie to you. Every damn night it happens, I have a hard time taking leap of faith with it. It's like, man, I haven't played in 3 weeks. I like the Rangers tonight. You know, it's frustrating. It is what it is. But I was going to ask you, though, how bad are Buffalo, bro? Like, they had zero shots on goal in the third period last night. And then today, you know, somebody tweeted me what they had three. I didn't look at a box score, but somebody tweeted me they had three shots on goal in the second period tonight, McInnes. Is that true? Like this is pathetic.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You know, I'm such an old-fashioned hockey fan and hockey handicapper, and I always tell that to you every week, but it's so true because you look at this team from a roster standpoint, and you see the name Jack Eichel, you see the name Taylor Hall, you see some of these names, and Jeff Skinner as well, Eric Staal. You think they should be such an amazing team, and this is why looking on paper does not make you a great team. I think maybe 4 years ago, with these guys all in their primes, they'd be a great team, but I don't know, man. Like, they're just not solid. Carter Hutton is not good at all. There's a huge difference when he's in net versus Ullmark. And I know that it was only a 3-0 game, but they're just not solid. They can't protect the puck. They can't protect their own end. And the worst part is you can't count on that team to come back, right? If they get up, they can hold a lead. They can compete with you, and they can trade goals. When they're down 2-0 and the Islanders start playing their trap, it's over for you because they are led by Barry Trotz that will completely settle and have no problem not scoring any more goals. So it's crazy. Their shot count was low, like you said, and the Islanders just kept pouring it on. It's unbelievable. And, you know, you mentioned how this year has been so tough with the ups and downs and stuff like that. It's so weird. Like, looking at tomorrow's slate, I'm sure we're going to talk about it. There's so many rematches. Like, we have to try and figure out a way to either keep it simple or find a new scenario, right? Like, it's like, oh, okay, I got to talk with Gabe about tomorrow's game, and it's the same teams playing that we were playing 2 nights ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess the only game that isn't a rematch, I could be wrong, but Florida and Carolina, right? So Florida have just been playing Tampa.
Right.
So that's not a rematch, right. But Ottawa-Toronto rematch. Chicago-Detroit rematch. What, this is the third time in a row? No, it's the second time they're playing. Vancouver and Calgary, it's hard to keep up. This is the fourth straight time they're playing because they played three straight times in Calgary, right? How many more times are they playing?
Right.
Are they playing again a couple of times in Calgary? Like, wow, this is a long-ass, like, stuff. And like you said, here's Winnipeg and Edmonton again. That's the NHL this year. So just as far as tonight, before we get to that, 3-2 Colorado winners tonight. Looks like Colorado and Vegas have a little rivalry budding right now, doesn't it?
It definitely looks that way. The aggression was there. The power play goals are obviously crucial for both teams. Good goaltending. Great call by you there on the under. I think that the top part of that division in the West, we're going to see some unders because they're gonna kind of inflate their overs by blowing out some of those bottom tier teams. Would you agree with that? I mean, a blowout to me, you can't really count towards an over. You know, I always say that. I think if you look at if Colorado played even, let's say, San Jose tomorrow and they won 5-2, right? That's just because San Jose sucks. You know, it doesn't mean that Colorado was outstanding that game. Now they're playing Vegas and all of a sudden it's a 3-2 game. You get what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy, McKinnis, it's about these totals. Look at last night. Like, last night, there was all these goals early in these games. Tonight, you notice, like, there's these wild swings in the NHL. And you bet more NHL than I do. I mean, hell, you host a hockey show, The Ice Guys. Great show. Great podcast with our boy Babano, Jimmy Murphy, Alex Smith. So, but you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, the NBA, if you'll notice, and I don't know if you recall, I also said this a couple of weeks ago. I said, around the All-Star game, these games always go over. Players just get, like, gung-ho and stuff. And we're seeing this. Like, there's a pattern in the NBA. Just, you know, it's like 60% every night. Well, we can hit the number, but it's like 4-3, 5-3, 6-4. Like, it's adding up with the overs all the time. But you notice in the NHL, at least what I see is, dude, one night, it's like, tonight it's 4-1 to the under, right? So tomorrow night it could be, whatever, 5-1 to the over. It doesn't seem to repeat itself a lot in the NHL. It's almost like lottery numbers. Like, you know those lotteries when there's only like four numbers or whatever? It's always different every night. It's like the NHL and the NBA is like that this year. You know what I mean? Tonight's Banco numbers are, it's like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what, McInnes? That might be one of the more hardcore things I've ever bet on. When people ask me, what's the craziest thing you've ever bet on? Cam used to know this, too. He didn't do it as much as I do, but he's bet on it, too. And I'm not the only one, but this is hardcore, bro. I used to bet on the New York State Lottery. So basically,
like
over under, like on the ping pong ball, like the number that comes out. Will there be a number drawn higher or over than 40? Like, you know what I mean? Than
you were
six
just
and
crunching
a
number they gave.
Oh, no.
Huge handicap there, eh?
No, there was no handicap. It was a 1,000,000% degenerate.
I'm just watching your balls.
Of you're in trouble. And you know what it was? It used to be with those street books. And basically, the account would close Sunday night. And after everything was over on Sunday.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Monday night, the one thing that would be left would be the late night New York lottery. So if you were down, you try to get it back by betting like $1,000 on the lottery. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We almost want to fire off another late night poll question. I should really do these poll questions before the show, but we're kind of spontaneous here. That's the way we roll. SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We're throwing it down with Andrew McInnes right now, sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV. Just talking about crazy bets, crazy sports we bet on. And I was just talking about betting on lottery numbers. So I bet on, like, we used to bet on the lottery. And I remember it was difficult to explain it to my girlfriend at the time, especially when at the time we weren't in New York, why I was obsessed with the New York lottery all the time. I think she thought I liked the chick that was drawing the balls. Because I was like, no, don't change the channel. I got to watch
this. You're serious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, imagine, McKay. Imagine, bro. You don't live in New York City. So imagine you're sitting on a girl. You have a girlfriend. You're sitting on a couch with your girlfriend. And, you know, but listen, I lived at the time. I got all the New York network stations, right? So I was, I got like the local news and stuff. I was getting the Buffalo News. So they had the state lottery numbers. So imagine like explaining to someone, and you can't tell them. Like, that's not something you're going to, like, even if your girlfriend knows you bet on sports, you can't tell your girlfriend, bro, you've got like $500 on like the lottery over under. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something like.
Oh, Gabe.
You can't
exactly
admit that.
What you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. My girlfriend knows I gamble. She knows what I do for work. She doesn't know some of these D-gen games I'm betting on. Let's be honest here. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the one thing that gamblers, you know, gamblers aren't like all devious and stuff. And, you know, we did the Gamblers Anonymous test. We like to do it. We do it on the air every year or so. Every once in a while. And so we do it on the air every once in a while. But gamblers will never fully, like, you know what I mean? You can't be fully honest about everything all the time. Like, even if, you know, your girlfriend knows, same with amounts. I remember once, like years ago, I had like $18,000. I had like $18,000 on a Super Bowl, and my father came in, I was losing it. He goes, man, you don't look well and stuff. And I physically look sick because of the way the game, I physically look sick because the way the game was going. And he goes, oh no, how much money do you have on this? And I was like, oh, only a couple of $100. What are you going to say? Oh, yeah, I got $18,000 on this game. So yeah, we've all been there. So yeah, the DJ bets. But, you know, listen, you can have some fun with that stuff, but at least you know. And that's why I talked about this. And I do try to stay away from these leagues. Sometimes I'll crack and I'll get in from some late night entertainment. But at least you know going in, guys, those are the leagues that are shady. Out of, like, you know, all these things that they just talked about. You notice they didn't specify leagues, basically, but they said Asian Basketball League, Hong Kong Soccer. Right. So you can probably get the gist of this, where the region is, where this stuff is happening. So while we don't have the black book to say what's going to happen in the NHL tomorrow night, but let's try. So how about that big comeback by the Ottawa Senators? Nobody, I'll tell you right now, nobody is going to take Ottawa here. Can they beat them again? Like, I know it's ballsy. But it's one of these deals, like, you want to be contrarian, everybody's going to say, oh, they're going to kill him this time. It's revenge. No way they beat him again. It's plus 280. What do you make of this one? Where do you stand on this? Do you think the Leafs are going to smoke them? Or can they lose again? I'm tempted to say they lose again.
You know, I love watching the Montreal Canadiens win. And just right after that, I love watching the Maple Leafs lose. That was amazing. I couldn't believe I watched that unfold. It was hilarious. It was honestly hilarious. One of my good buddies is a Leafs fan, and it was hilarious watching that with him. But in all seriousness, Gabe, my bet on that game was the Leafs team total. If you're planning on betting on the Toronto Maple Leafs, and most of the time they're going to be a favorite in this league, why not just take their team total? You know, it cashed. You're going to get four goals. You're going to come out of that game happy. You know, it works with the New York Yankees. It works with some of these teams that are so elite. They're always going to be big favorites, and you don't have to worry about their defense. The funny thing is, Gabe, the day of that game, I was praising their defense. No joke. It was the first time I've said a nice thing about the Leafs in a long time, and I said, man, they're actually playing some good defense finally. They're like, yeah, I got to give it back. You know, they're just... You know, and all of a sudden they allow six goals to Ottawa, right? But no, honestly, that's what I'll tell people for tomorrow. If you're playing tomorrow's game, I'm going right back to the well with the exact same play, the team total over 3.5, because that way Ottawa can still spoil their party. They can still be involved in the game. But I do believe the Leafs will bounce back here. And I get it. Some people might say it'll be a better defensive effort, but Ottawa's only getting better. To your point, Gabe, what makes people, besides the whole do factor, which is the worst way to handicap in the world for a loss, what makes people think this Ottawa team's going to get worse from one game to the next? I mean, Dadonov is looking great. They've got all kinds of guys stepping up, and there's no pressure on a few guys anymore. They're getting some scoring throughout their lineup. I'm not going to praise this Ottawa team, but look, they've defeated Montreal. They played two great games against them. They've beat Toronto twice now. They're not a team that's going to just bend over. I mean, they've definitely gotten routed by teams. There's no hiding that, Gabe. But it's going to be a good one tomorrow again, and there's going to be some, definitely some animosity in the air.
Well, I'll tell you what, these teams have already played each other five times. So they played each other. They played each other three times. I was going back. I always get confused with what year we're in. So we're at three times. No, when did they start this stupid season? What was the date we started? January 15th. Right? Yeah. So they played on January the 15th, and Ottawa beat them, and then Toronto beat them. So you know what? They've actually played three times. I was going to say Ottawa's beaten them two out of the last five times, and Toronto's only 3-2, but Ottawa's actually 2-1, and they're getting a monster price here. And it's a rivalry, guys, right? And, like, you know, even look at the scores, bro. 6-5 Ottawa, 3-2 Toronto, 5-3 Ottawa, going back to last year, 4-2 Toronto, 2-1 Toronto, 5-3 Toronto, 4-2 Ottawa, 6-2 Ottawa, 5-4 Toronto, 5-3 Ottawa. That's the last 10 times these guys have played. You notice there's not a lot of blowouts here, bro. Historically, these guys, it's a battle, the Battle of Ontario.
Oh, well, if people don't believe that certain teams get up for certain games, they're just, it's completely wrong. There's definitely a thing to that. You know, the media and, you know, we're talking right now, me and you, we create scenarios and we hype games up, but when it comes down to it, those guys do too. You talk to any athlete. I know you've talked to a lot of athletes in your life, Gabe. These guys are aware of who they're playing. You don't think that when Toronto and Montreal play, or Toronto and the Bruins play, there's some different levels of aggression there, and you're finishing your checks a little extra hard? 100%. You know, I think when the Toronto Maple Leafs play the Minnesota Wild, they're just like, who are these guys? Who the heck are these guys? I don't even know who they are, you know. When they play the Ottawa Senators, they know who they are, and Ottawa is ready to play spoiler. Because also, you got to think, maybe they're not thinking about betting, but they know that they're the underdog. They know they aren't supposed to win. There's no pressure on them.
Oh, I bet you some of them know how big of an underdog they are. I'm sure someone on the team sees. And the thing is, mainstream sites have the lines now. Right. So even if these guys go to ESPN to look at a hockey score or something, or you know what I mean? And don't tell me that some of them don't. They're not in their hotel room and they don't click on ESPN.com hockey page to see what crap they have up there. They'll see the number. Right. So, you know, I mean, look, Tom Brady knew his rushing yard prop. I guarantee you. I'm not saying everybody does. I'm not saying every player. I don't think some dude from Finland gives a crap. But, you know what I mean? An American or Canadian kid that's like a sports fan, which a lot of them are. You know what I mean? That's on ESPN.com or CBS, whatever, like the sports sites. They'll see the numbers. Chicago and Detroit. I took Chicago last night. I don't know if we go back to the well again here. What's your feeling on that one?
Yeah, I was on the Blackhawks with you there. And I got to give some credit because I've been absolutely ripping apart Blackhawk goalies for years now, ever since Crawford kind of fell apart. Lankanen's looked good. They finally found a pretty good goalie, but I'm going back to the old strategy here. I'm going back with the second game over, and you kind of talked about how they've been a little bit up and down with the unders and overs. We've talked about how it's very repetitive. The same teams are playing each other, but that was one of those games, and I kind of talked with you about how I'm not the biggest stats guy, but that was one of those games where it finished in overtime, and it was 3-2, so four goals going into the extra frame, but that game could have had more goals. The scoring opportunities and the dangerous chances were there, and people are going to see those two teams, Gabe, and think, it's just the Blackhawks or it's just the Red Wings. You know, these guys still have talent. There's still some guys that can score on those two teams, and I've actually, you know, made some pretty good money backing overs with two crappy teams. And I think tomorrow night we'll set up for a pretty good spot for it, especially with the way that game ended. I mean, a lot of times you see teams, they'll kind of they'll coast into an overtime. You know what I mean? They'll kind of be like, okay, well, let's get through this final period. These guys weren't doing that. They were trying to win. I think tomorrow we'll see some goals between these two teams.
Andrew McKinnis, sportsmemo.com, picking it with us. I'm looking at the last results here of Calgary and Vancouver, and I see February 8th. And I'm like, oh, February 8th. And, of course, they just played a couple of days ago. But, no, that's February 8th last year, 2020. So, but these guys have to be getting sick of each other. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They played each other 5 times already, McKinnis, this year. And I see so. And Calgary has owned them. Calgary's won 4 of the 5. Vancouver had that 1-3-1 win. So they played how many times in a row the other night? Three games in a row in Vancouver. Calgary took 2 of them. Now they play again. What do you make of this matchup?
I don't know. You look at Calgary right now, they're -145. Let's see what the average price is. It's different. It's in that range, -140. Look, the way I see it is Vancouver, that last game was a game that they should have won. And I am a really huge recency guy. You know, they have 3 wins in their last 10, and a couple of those losses are winnable.
Better,
you know,
right.
Where they're yeah, exactly. When they're keeping teams to scoring 2 goals or 3 goals, those are the games they should be winning. And you look at this game, it goes till the, you know, overtime as well. Johnny Gaudreau scored the winner. That was a winnable game. So Vancouver, Gabe, is slowly but surely choking away these chances at games that they could win. And I'm going to say this. Calgary didn't play their best form of hockey. They were lucky to come out on top of that game. And I might kind of be, on a different side of opinion as some of these Calgary fans, but I think Calgary will play a way better game of hockey tomorrow. I think Vancouver's in big, big trouble tomorrow night.
Markstrom's a badass as well. He's a good goalie. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. We'll wrap up with McKinnis on the other side. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the winning edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
With McKinnis. We've got another great guest coming up in level 3 with us, Arash Merkazi. We'll throw it down. We'll talk some NBA basketball and more with Arash. So I tell you what, McKinnis, I'm not big over better in the NHL when it comes to these 6.5s, but Winnipeg and Edmonton have played 3 times this year, January 24th, 26th, and February the 15th. All 3 games have gone over the number, 4-3, 6-4, 6-5. I don't know. Do you see this one going under? I'm not. And I've been making money with that first period over with these two teams in the first period. When these two teams play, I like it. I like that one. Hard to take the under. What do you think?
That game was crazy is what I think. I mean, that game was unbelievable. It was goal after goal after goal after goal. I'll tell you what, though. I think Edmonton, that's a game they don't want to play in. They are tired of playing in those type of games. They obviously have proven to be unsuccessful in those type of games. So I'm not saying from one game to the next they can make that switch. But I'll tell you, they're going to try and make some adjustments and change things, and I'm sure their coach really gave it to them about it. We'll find out if that actually means anything. One point to mention about the Jets, though, every one of their star players pretty much found the back of the net. Nikolai Ehlers, Mark Scheifele, Kyle Connor, Blake Wheeler. Those guys found the back of the net. Interesting enough, though, we're seeing Pierre-Luc Dubois not doing too well for that team so far. But I like the Oilers to bounce back. I like the Oilers to win this game. Honestly, Gabe, I do have a slight lean to the under in this game just because of the I really feel like there will be some adjustments made. But my play is the Oilers.
All right. Andrew McKinnis, sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV, one of the ice guys as well with Babano, Jimmy Murphy. We've got to get Jimmy on the show. We've had Alex on recently. Got to get Jimmy on. Although he talks too much Boston. I can't handle the Bruin talk. We love Jimmy. Great stuff, McKinnis. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks a lot, man. All the best, Gabe.
Yeah, we'll go get Jimmy on. Oh, Jimmy Murphy. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.